I am so pleased to be part of Women in Trucking because it gives us a forum for both men and women to encourage people and to celebrate successes and to perhaps look at things that we can do better as an industry. The legislators do their thing. Our CEOs do their thing. But the fact of the matter is, it takes working men and women like the folks that are listening now to really make this industry go around. And we need to form a group, as it were, to help each other, mentor each other, and get through the rough spots in the road, so to speak, so that we can get up, put our clothes on, and go do it again, because that's what we do.
That's Women in Trucking board member and professional driver Maggie Peterson. Hear her thoughts about the organization and more coming up next. The Women in Trucking Update. It's good to be back with another Women in Trucking Update. I'm your host, David Lane, and again, thank you to everybody who has called in with your questions and comments. Hey, we even have an answer to this caller's question.
Women in trucking say that 6% of the industry is women drivers. It seems like Covenant has a lot more than 6%. Can you please tell me the percentage of women drivers Covenant has?
That's all coming up. But first, Maggie Peterson not only sits on the board of directors of Women in Trucking, but also sits behind the wheel of her truck and hits the road every day.
This is a group that speak for the working people of the industry. No matter if you're cleaning the bathrooms at a trucking company or you're sitting in the boardroom.
I had a chance to speak with Maggie recently at the 2008 National Truck Driving Championships in Houston, Texas, and ask her why women in trucking is important.
It's interesting because I've been working in my own little world of the LTL business, but I came from truckload carrier when I drove 48 states in Canada by myself. I certainly saw some issues 25, 30 years ago that needed to be addressed. Disparity at the loading docks. At truck stops, there wasn't always supplies that women needed to have. Well, when I started, there was no women's showers. We had to go have a man co-driver, and I ran solo, so that was really tough, to watch the bathroom door while we went in and take a shower. So truck stops have improved somewhat. Loading docks still have not improved. I still think that it hasn't improved for either men or women, and these are things that we still need to address and to perhaps educate some of our shippers, some of our receivers, and places that we go that we are people first and that we need some of these facilities and we need them to be clean and sanitary and treated like the quality of people that we are.
And she's no rookie.
Well, in 1998, I was selected to be part of America's Road Team. And for those folks that have seen America's Road Team captains out on the road, we're an organization that was started by the American Trucking Association. So I had some knowledge of different things that the American Trucking Association was doing. Well, because I had made those contacts several years later when somebody contacted me and said, we're putting together this association. That's not for women. It's about women. And it's called Women in Trucking. I said, oh my goodness, what a great opportunity. Because even with 30 years in the trucking industry, I understand that many issues, although colored a little bit differently, still exist today. And we have a lot of area to improve the trucking industry, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Maggie has a very unique way of looking at her job in the trucking industry.
I don't look at myself as a female behind the wheel of the truck. I look at myself as a professional driver. And I know that there's probably people out there that kind of laugh about that, but the fact of the matter is, this is what we do to earn our money. And we are locked in that little box that we call a truck. And I think sometimes that we lose our perspective of how important our job really is. And we hear all these lovely little phrases about, you know, if trucks stop, America stops. But we never stop to think about how true that really is and how important our job really is.
But she also wants to make sure that all professional drivers remember that
in the trucking industry, it is my perspective that respect is earned, it's never given. And we must first respect ourselves and our companies before respect is given to us. I think part of being a professional is saying, okay, these are the challenges that I have to face today, and I'm going to get up and face them and do them and do them the best that I can.
Thanks, Maggie. You can find out more at womenintrucking.org. Okay, now the answer to our caller's question. Valerie is a driver with Covenant Transport, and she wanted to know about the percentage of women drivers at her company.
Women in trucking say that 6% of the industry is women drivers. It seems like Covenant has a lot more than 6%. Can you please tell me the percentage of women drivers Covenant has? A lot of the other truck drivers mention it to me that it seems like most of the trucks from Covenant have women in them. Thank you.
Well, Valerie, we did some digging, took a little bit of time, but according to Covenant Safety Director Mike Smith, you were right. 17% of drivers at Covenant are female. Good eye. Well, that wraps up another Women in Trucking update. Hey, don't forget, if you have questions or something you want us to talk about, just call the vent line anytime at 1-866-EZ2VENT. That's toll-free, 1-866-392-8368. Or stop by the womenintrucking.org website to learn more. For The Driver, I'm David Lane.